Chapter 1. The Decision to Leave. Part 1. The Family's Roots. The Ortiz family had deep roots in the small coastal village of Santa Maria, nestled along the rugged shores of a country rich in history but beset with modern challenges. Their ancestors had lived in this village for generations, and the air was always filled with the scent of salt water and the sound of waves crashing against the rocky cliffs. Juan and Isabel Ortiz, the family's patriarch and matriarch, had grown up surrounded by the vibrant colors of the markets, the rhythmic beat of traditional music, and the warmth of a close-knit community. Their home was a modest but sturdy house, painted in soft pastels, with a courtyard where their children Luis, a bright-eyed teenager, and Sofia, a curious and energetic young girl, played under the shade of an old jacaranda tree. For years, the Ortiz family had been content, finding joy in the simple pleasures of village life. The children would run barefoot through the narrow cobbled streets, while Juan, a skilled fisherman, would return from a long day at sea with a catch that kept their table full. Isabel, a former schoolteacher, managed the household with a steady hand. She often spoke to the children about the beauty of their homeland, its rich cultural history, and the importance of family and tradition. It was a world full of warmth, familiar faces, and a deep connection to the land that had sustained them for generations. But as the years passed, the world around them began to change. Part 2. Economic Hardships. The political landscape of their country had become increasingly unstable. Corruption, mismanagement, and deepening inequality had led to widespread economic collapse. Factories that once produced goods for export closed one by one, leaving thousands of workers unemployed. The once bustling ports were now eerily quiet, with only a few ships docking each week, as international trade had slowed to a trickle. The Ortiz family, like many others in Santa Maria, began to feel the strain of the economic downturn. Juan's fishing hauls became less reliable, and the government's new restrictions on exports meant he was often paid far less for his catch than he had been in the past. On some days, he would return home empty-handed, the sea offering no solace. Isabel took up extra work, tutoring children from wealthier families in the village. But even these jobs were scarce. Their savings dwindled, and the once abundant pantry in their home became sparse, forcing the family to cut back on meals and other necessities. The children noticed the changes, too. Luis, who had dreams of attending university, realized that his chances of pursuing higher education were slipping away as the country's educational system crumbled under the weight of budget cuts. His school often closed unexpectedly due to the strikes or lack of resources. Sofia, though younger, sensed the tension in the air, noticing how her parents' conversation became more hushed, their laughter less frequent. The village, once filled with the sounds of festivals and celebrations, now seemed quieter. Families packed up their belongings and left in the dead of night, seeking refuge in neighboring countries. Shops closed down, leaving the streets empty and desolate. The Ortiz family could no longer ignore the creeping sense of dread that had settled over their beloved homeland.